The first two things you notice in a Nordstrom store are the elegantly attired piano player and the shoes. There are 150,000 pairs in the company's flagship store in Seattle, which originally opened as a shoe store 100 years ago. Nordstrom made its mark by stressing quality merchandise and exceptional customer service. But as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, the chain is now struggling with a new reality. Shoppers' habits have changed.
Pete Nordstrom, the founder's great-grandson and now an executive vice president of the company, says that commitment to service still lies at the heart of their business.
I think that's a timeless element of retailing.
But is it? A look at Nordstrom's numbers suggests otherwise. Last month, the company reported a 24% decline in first quarter profits. And while overall company sales rose due to expansion, sales at existing stores went down. The faltering economy was, of course, partly to blame, but Wall Street analyst Michael Eckstein, who's been following the retail industry for a quarter of a century, says today's consumers are much less willing to pay a premium for superior service.
When you look at things like Saks or Nordstrom, they've been sputtering now for quite some time, and I think they're trying to find a place in this new retail order.
So what exactly is this new retail order? Not that long ago, people tended to identify with a particular store. It was part of who they were, or in the case of some, who they aspired to be. But now, says Kurt Barnard, publisher of a leading industry newsletter, America has become a nation of bargain hunters.
5, 6, 7 years ago, people would sneak into a discount store and then claim that they bought it at a department store for double the price. Today, they buy something in a department store. And they say, oh, I bought this at a local discount store. Today, it is really chic to save money.
The market share for discounters like Target, Walmart, Kmart, and Costco is climbing steadily, while the market share of department stores is going down. Discounters are honing in on what had been the sole purview of upscale stores, the designer label. At this Target store, for example, you'll find tea kettles and home appliances designed by the renowned architect Michael Graves. In the past, says Eckstein of Credit Suisse First Boston, you would only see a name brand like Michael Graves in a high-end specialty store or department store.
Today, you can find Martex sheets at Target. You can find spring-made sheets at Walmart. So you're seeing a big change.
What's more, as the baby boomers age, they are spending less on high fashion and more on home furnishings. And while the discount stores are capitalizing on that, many high-end department stores, such as Nordstrom, don't carry home accessories at all. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.